From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square on Thursday for the victims of the attack on Westminster. Nigel Persko and his wife Elizabeth were among the crowd.
And we relish our freedom, and we are proud to be British, we're proud to be Londoners, and we hope we are an open society who will welcome everybody here.
On Wednesday, police say 52-year-old Khalid Massad's SUV struck pedestrians, killing two on the Westminster Bridge, before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. Police are continuing their investigation into searching for a motive for the deadly attack. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later today, after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. On Thursday night, House Speaker Paul Ryan made this announcement.
For 7.5 years, we have been promising the American people that we will repeal and replace this broken law because it's collapsing and it's failing families. And tomorrow we're proceeding.
You have to vote?
Speaker, President
Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus, and even alienated some moderate lawmakers afraid for their political futures. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch.
His nomination will have a cloture vote. He will have to earn 60 votes for confirmation. My vote will be no, and I urge my colleagues to do the same.
Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor, of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. The Pakistani government says terrorists are financing their activities through waves of crime, including extortion, drug trafficking, and kidnapping. Pakistani media say the yet-to-be-released report cites the more than 200 local and international terrorist organizations generate billions of Pakistani rupees to fund their activities. The report also said some terrorist groups get rich off selling military equipment looted from NATO supplies that pass through Pakistani land before arriving in neighboring Afghanistan. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. It is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering the United States that President Donald Trump promised during his campaign. Friday marks the United Nations World Tuberculosis Day, aimed at raising awareness of a disease that kills nearly 2 million people every year. The World Health Organization says the disease often affects migrants, refugees, prisoners, and people who are marginalized in their societies. Only 6 countries account for nearly 2/3 of the cases: Indonesia, India, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, and South Africa. And Somalia's new president is appealing to the international community Thursday to help his nation avert an approaching famine. Somali's President Mohamed, also known as Farmajo, told the United Nations Security Council almost half of his country is facing acute food shortages and about 15% are facing famine. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.